It's 88.5 KCSN. This is Shovel. We are over here in the performance studio now, and joining us this afternoon, Foy Vance. Thanks for coming by again.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to see you. And you're raring to go, because as we were setting up here, we were listening to you play, and you walk in the room and went straight to the piano and started playing. You're like a music machine. I didn't even know that you played piano, but you play very, very well.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah.
Well, maybe. Yeah, I just played the ones I know, though.
Yeah. Well, perhaps we can, you know, convince you to do some of that later. So Foy comes to us from Ireland, Northern Ireland, and you're from outside of the Belfast area, right?
That's right, yeah, about 13 miles outside, a place called Bangor on the coast.
Yeah, it seems like a very, very beautiful town.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a nice place to grow up, actually.
Yeah. And so that experience of growing up in Bangor, as opposed to not far away over in Belfast, where things probably were a little nuttier, how did that inform your musical experience in terms of what you grew up listening to or watching, seeing performed?
In Ireland?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I grew up in a very musical household, in the sense, like, no one was a professional musician. That was just unheard of. But music was a big part of our life, you know. My granny Macaulay, she would have... She had this thing where everybody had to do their piece, as she called it. Like, okay. If we were having a party, you'd have to do your piece or you wouldn't get out.
And what was your piece?
My piece, I usually sang the Bonnie Banks of Loch Lomond or some old hymn for, you know. So, yeah. So you had to sing or, you know, tell a joke or recite a poem or something.
Did anybody play, like, accordion or something?
Yeah, my dad was a player, yeah.
What did he play?
He played guitar. He taught me how to play guitar.
Oh, great.
He was a fine singer, too, actually. Yeah, he was good. My granda Macaulay, he played the squeeze box.
Oh,
the
nice.
Melodian. Yeah. So it was a lot of that growing up.
So was this during holidays, or was there a particular day of the week that you'd get together, or is it just...
Just any time we were together. Any time. My dad was always playing guitar, you know, always. And any time my granny came, you know, it would be straight into the singing.
That's great.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great way to grow up.
It sort of developed the right relationship with music, I think. You know, when I got into music, I didn't get into it for anything other than the sheer joy of music, you know.
And so now you get to do it for
a living.
Yeah, this is your life.
I know.
You get to travel around the world and play music for us.
It's all right, isn't it?
Well, yeah. We appreciate you coming. Why don't we have you do a song and we can chat a little bit more?
Sure.
It's Foy Vance. It's 88.5 KCSN.
Tomorrow may not be like any other day, no. It's so hard to know now what with the collective they. See, lately they've been swinging high the wrecking ball, tipping down on the foundations I spent so long. Making sure they would be strong, but you and I, we are hard as stone. Ooh. You and I, we are hard as stone. And I may empty out my pockets in the heart one day. And I will simply walk away. They may think it over and reach out their hand, but I've long since disappeared by then, like water in the sand. You see, gold is all that they had planned, but you and I. I'm back here castling. I can build new hope upon. And everybody needs a little hope sometime. Well, you and I, we are hard as stone.
What a great version of that song. Foy Vance joining us live in the studio here at 88.5 KCSN. You and I, the song from the new album, Joy of Nothing. Mm-hmm. And that, on the album, you have a guest vocalist on there as well, Bonnie Raitt. And how did that happen? We're a big fan of hers here.
Who isn't?
Yeah.
Who isn't? I don't want to know anybody that isn't a fan of Bonnie Raitt. Well, you know what? I toured with Bonnie back in about 2005, and we just kept in contact, and that song is kind of indirectly inspired by her. And every time I sang it, I could hear her singing on it. You know, I was thinking, it'd be great to have Bonnie's voice on this. But I didn't want to duet it because it's kind of, the verses are just no one else could sing them. She could obviously sing it way better than I could, but like, it's too personal is what I'm trying to say. So I had to call up a 10-time Grammy Award winning legend and ask her to do backing vocals, which is a bit... Yeah, it was an interesting phone call, but she completely got the picture as to, you know, why I wanted her voice on it, so she was up for it.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So you didn't want to do the Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton thing, and you just wanted to, she was humble enough to just take the back seat on that one.
Yeah, well, do you know what? I think even if I'd asked her to duet, she gets asked to duet with so many people, you know. Yeah. That would be above my pay grade. You know, we're talking about a woman who's played with everyone.
Sure.
From Willie Nelson to, like, just everyone. No, it would be wrong of me to ask her to duet with me.
You've had some crazy experiences. I saw recently a video of you on stage performing, and there was Pete Townsend doing backing vocals for you.
That's right. Yeah.
How did that happen?
That was another surreal moment, yeah. I met Pete in London. I was playing a jazz club there called Ronnie Scott's, and his girlfriend was supporting me, Rachel Fuller.
Oh, yeah.
She was a support act, so he was there. And he stuck around for the night. And then we kept in contact for the next couple of years. And I just did various things with him at Studio Oceanic Studios. Mm-hmm. And then they had that gig in Joe's Pub in New York and asked me would I come out for it. So I, of course, said yes.
Well, you must know you're, you know, on the right path when you're encountering and working with people like that. So that's a great signpost in the road.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, it certainly felt like a nice tip of the hat that he was, you know, that he had me on stage for them. It was because he's, you know, I mean, it's Pete Townsend.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. Foy Vance playing tonight in Santa Ana at the Constellation Room, correct?
I think so.
Yeah. So if you're out that way and looking for a Friday night full of great song, that would be a thing to do tonight.
Come on ahead.
The album is Joy of Nothing. Do you want to do another song?
Absolutely, yeah.
It's Foy Vance. It's 88.5 KCSN.
You said the air was blue. Tell me what's a girl to do when she feels it strongly. Well, it's plain to see the truth. Jane Eyre feels it more than you. She stood by, she seen it. Thank you. Papa Jane is love is strong. When she holds me in her arms, she can settle my alarms. So Jane, hey, don't regard it. He's that open heart ever since we parted. Jane, hey, I'm with guarded. 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 When I meet her eye, Jane A always breaks a smile, sheds a light in my life. Johnny Cash said life's a road that is only lit by those that you love, and Jane A, well, she knows it. So Jane A, don't regard it. He's not open heart. Since we parted, Jane and I were guarded. 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 Jane and I were guarded.
Fantastic. That's Janie Foy Vance here in the studio live on 88.5 KCSN. Janie, the song from Joy of Nothing. Amazing.
Oh.
What you summons to perform that at this time of day.
I was just thinking the same thing myself. I was thinking this is too early for this.
You're giving it your all, and you probably can't do anything less. And so we appreciate you coming to do that here today. And our audience can see this, but I'm observing a couple of things. One is, in your guitar case, you have a bow, like a violin-type bow. What do you do with that?
Just bow the guitar.
Like Jimmy Page style?
There you go.
But an acoustic guitar.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I've got this sort of effect that I put on the guitar and then bow, and it just makes like a sort of an ethereal sort of sound.
So you have to see the live show in order to experience that.
Yeah.
Okay, and so for the show, you have a full band?
No, it's just me.
Just you?
Just me on this run.
With the bow and the effects.
Yeah, and have bow will travel.
Yeah, he's a band unto himself. I heard you playing piano earlier. I'm not sure if you wanted to do something on here or not.
Sure, yeah.
Are you up for that? Sure.
Yeah,
okay, then. We have it all mic'd up and everything. We have a nice piano here in the studio. And Foy Vance is moving on over there. And I don't even know what you're going to perform. He's known for doing a lot of really nice cover songs as well.
Is that what you'd like, a cover?
Why don't we give it a whack?
I could play a cover.
Sure. It's Foy Vance. It's 88.5 KCSN.
Like Arizona, my eyes don't shed tears, but girl, they pour when I'm thinking about you. Ooh, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. Ooh, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you not think so far ahead? been thinking about forever. Oh, yeah. Do you not think so far ahead? I've been thinking about forever. How could I forget how you feel? You know you were my first time, and you feel, and it will never get old, not in my soul, not in my spirit. Keep it alive. We'll go down this road till it turns from color to black and white. Do you not think so? I've been thinking but forever. Do you not think so far ahead? I've been thinking but forever, baby. Do you never think so far ahead?
Early in the morning there.
And that was completely barefoot. That's Foy Vance in the studio here at 88.5 KCSN doing Frank Ocean. Mm-hmm. And you flipped the shoes off, and I was also noticing some paint on your shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, is this house paint, or are you an artist?
It's all kinds of paint. Yeah, I like to paint. I'm not very good at it, though, but I enjoy it.
Is it anything that you show, or just
no?
Just for fun.
No one should ever see it.
Okay.
Nobody should ever see it. It's not. I'm not good. It's just for enjoyment.
That means it's probably really good.
It's not, honestly. If it was, I would be. I would be able to say, hand on heart, it's not good.
In 100 years, they'll be like, $100 million for the Foy. Yeah. Yeah, so thank you so much for coming by.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You know, it's early. Love listening to you perform. And the album is great, Joy of Nothing. And playing tonight at the Constellation Room in Santa Ana.
Mm-hmm.
It's Foy Vance. It's 88.5 KCSN. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.